Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green, and excited, pumped up, jumping up and down, Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, because I have by way of telephone in the studio, and we don't need a telephone. We just need to get anything. I think if we got a couple of tin cans, we'd have a really good podcast, because my friend Real Talk Kim is on the show today. We're going to talk about something fun you probably don't even know that she's up to. Kimberly Jones has become a really good friend of Charisma's. We've published her books. We can't get near about enough. I want more of Real Talk Kim every day. I just can't get her scheduled that much. But I'm thankful for that, too, because she's busy. She has a lot of people to help. And I'm just thankful for the way God is using her. I love to see real people get used really a lot. And the things I see her doing and the actions that I see her taking and the counsel that she gives. If you miss any of that, she's got an app for you. She's on Instagram by day, by night, 24/7. She's up there with really, really good input. So, you know, that's my way of introducing her. But you know her a lot better than I do, probably, just because if you know Real Talk Kim, you know her. You know what she's going to say about most everything. But I'll tell you what, she loves you. And it comes out with everything she says, because only people who love will be as direct and as honest and as straightforward and as hope-giving as Real Talk Kim will give you. So let's welcome back to the Green Lines Podcast, Kimberly Jones, my friend, Real Talk Kim. Come on.
Yay! I'm so excited to be with you, Dr. Green. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad. You know, I heard the crowd roar from across half of Florida here, just that audience was... You deserve like a shout, like you would get in a church.
Yes.
You know, they introduce you. You come across that platform, they know something's about
to
happen.
You're so sweet.
Well, what's been going on in the life of RTK?
Listen, I am living my best life. I have learned just during a pandemic, I've learned how to rebrand and redo and rechange and pastor my church here in Atlanta, and just doing really great. I'm loving life.
And I like what you say. You say it all the time that you like to love people back to life.
That's right. That's what I'm doing.
You know, and some people want to kick them. You know, they're not doing well, and they just kick them while they're down. It's more fun, I guess.
No, man, I love people.
You do, and you've got words for them, and you've got... Like, tell me something you wrote today, something that's on your mind that you've been thinking and that you wrote, and just share a couple of Real Talk quotes.
You know, let me think of some quotes. You got me on the spot now. You know, one of my favorites.
Well, just talk.
you're
a walking quote book.
I know it. As long as you've got a pulse, God's got a plan. That's one of my favorite ones that I do, just simply because we've watched during this pandemic, we've watched as people they're really giving up. And giving up's an option, but it ain't your option. And so when we start realizing the only reason we feel stuck, if I ask people on my Zoom or I ask people at a conference, how many of you feel stuck? Probably 80% of the people put up their hand or put up a one for I'm stuck. And so people just realize that every single thing in their life is going to be greater than what's behind them. But so often we can't get to the blessings of God, Dr. Green, because we're mad at our ex. We're mad at the pastor that didn't use us. We're mad because our venture didn't happen. We're mad because people didn't support our book. And so before we know it, we're stuck. And we're only stuck because we stopped moving. And so, man, that's one of my favorite quotes. As long as you ain't dead, God ain't done. Get your tail up and move.
Come on.
Move.
So you wrote a book. We talked about it. It's on the Charisma Podcast Network on this show. We talked about Shut Hell Up. I've read both your books. Loved them both.
Yes.
Can't wait for your next one.
We
got a little surprise for our audience here just a bit. But I want to spend a couple of minutes reviewing some things that are so easy to forget, and you're here to remind them. So you wrote about, very specifically, getting unstuck. That's one of your words, to get unstuck, to stop that negative.
Yes.
Kim, you were a self-talk hero of talking negative on yourself. You beat yourself up every day you went behind that makeup counter.
Man,
talk
listen to me. I promise you, I spent, Dr. Green, a majority of my life beating myself up from the time I was in kindergarten, when I could start rationalizing the difference between smart people, dumb people, kids that got to go out to a special ed class. I would just always beat myself up. Then I was raised in this religion that really basically, you know, women were just created to have babies. They couldn't preach. And man, I just got, I just became like a victim in my own story. And then I found myself jumping ahead of God, creating my own storms and being mad at God when it rained. And I just had to start realizing when I was 36 years old, 37 years old, 38 years old, I had to move back in with my mom and dad because my 17-year marriage ended and I was devastated. And I remember laying in bed one night and I heard God. I said, God, take this pain away from me, because that's what we want God to be a genie in a bottle. That's what I wanted. And I remember God spoke to me, probably the first time I ever heard him so clearly. And he said to me, he said, I can't take your pain away from you. You got to get up and walk away from it. And that just taught me something. Like, Kim, you got to get up and you got to move forward. Like, you can't wait for somebody to do it for you. How many times do we stay going to a therapist over a divorce that happened 13 years ago, but we won't let go of the pain and the anger, and we're over here bleeding on people that didn't cut us? You know what I'm saying? And so I just learned.
I learned,
I don't like misery. I'm getting up and walking away from it. That's what I did.
Well, when you fly, you don't go down to the baggage claim and pick up your bags. You just start over.
Come on.
I've seen you dress. I don't look for the baggage claim sign.
No.
You know, I think I lived a life in which I probably claimed more bags than I thought I did.
Yes.
But there are just people that you and I minister to that wake up in the morning and go claim their bags when they go out the house.
Every day. Like, they're going to win a reward for that unforgiveness. They're going to win. Every time you hold on to people that hurt you, I always look at it like this. Hurt people hurt people. Anybody that's whole, they want you to go with them. They don't want you to stay down in the dumps. So why are you going to allow someone that's hurt, someone that didn't know how to love you, someone that didn't know how to be faithful, someone that didn't see your value, why are you going to allow those people to keep you stuck? You got to go higher. Your greatest revenge in life is to not want any, to move forward every day. Even if it feels like, Dr. Green, that you are a turtle stuck in peanut butter, move your legs. Like, nobody can make you
just
move. But you
got to get unstuck. And you're going to have to unstick yourself.
Because
there's not any no super crane going to come over there and pick you up. They're just not going to come to your house.
There ain't no medication. Mm-mm. There ain't no another relationship. There ain't It is something in your heart that needs to become comfortable and in love with yourself enough to realize rejection was my protection. Anything that is supposed to be in my life would still be here. And if you ain't, peace out. I'm moving forward.
You can't go read a bunch of memes and leave comments on memes and expect to get unstuck. It's just going to wallow. That's where you go to wallow.
I know
that's
what
this social stuff's. We love it. We use it the right way to encourage people and bring them up. But I'll tell you, when you go in there to wallow and find your pity party,
Dr. Green.
It's right there. But you, when you're troubled, when you're stuck, you got to get away from that stuff.
Man, that's so
input.
Good.
That's just coming in.
You know what you have to do too, Dr. Green? You have to stop hanging out in the same places with the same people that have allowed you to stay stuck. They don't really love you. Anybody that can that will allow you to stay broken, they will say, girl, yeah, you just lay there. You go ahead and you need some friends in your life that'll tell you, get your tail up and let's go. It's one foot in front of the other. If you fall tomorrow, you're going to get back up again. Just because you fall don't mean it's failure. Just get up, move forward, and let's stop focusing on what's behind. That's what you need. You need your tribe. You need you some people that love you.
If I meet your five friends, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Come on, I can hear you. I like it when you interrupt. That means we're in the flow.
Well, we're flowing, but I don't want to flow over you. You're the reason I'm here. I'm listening to you. But I know that we are the sum of the five people that we hang around.
Yep.
So if I meet five people you hang around, I'm going to have a pretty good idea who you are.
Period.
And what makes you tick.
That's right.
Period.
That's exactly right.
So this book, Shut Hell Up.
Yes, sir.
It's for sale. You've been selling it pretty well now for a good bit of time.
Yeah.
And it's still available. We can get it.
Yeah.
And when we're looking for that, you might as well find When Your Bad Meets His Good.
Come on.
Because that's a good book as well.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think you've seen now that you're an author, a bestseller?
Yes, sir.
Who would have ever thought that when you're behind a makeup counter?
I know it. And in special ed. I still don't know where commas go.
Doing what you do, and I know you were good at it, because you don't do anything bad, so I know you were really good at it.
I just do it confidently.
But in that time, what have you learned from book sales of people who talk to you after they've read your books, either of them. What are the kind of things you hear from people?
Man, I hear people that literally say they went to therapist for 12 years and that one book set them free. I hear
Which
stories.
One?
Shut Hell Up is awesome. Now, I love When Your Bad Meets Is Good, too. When Your Bad Meets Is Good just kind of gives everybody hope. It gives people hope,
yes.
Man. Everybody in this world messes up. And if God, He uses people with the worst past to create the best futures. It's incredible. But, you know, I put Shut Hell Up in April. We released it, Christmas, and we released it in April, the week that the world shut down. And
I was like, oh my gosh,
this is not a good idea. But the Holy Spirit just kept telling me, this is the people need this because their minds are going to be playing tricks on them. And Shut Hell Up helps them realize that it takes two to tango, baby. Devil, you can't tell me that I'm not moving forward because I still got two hands, 2 feet, and I can get up and walk out of this depression. I can walk out of this anger. I can walk out of this whatever hold is sabotaging me. I can walk out. And so, man, I'm hearing so many testimonies of people just saying they're getting so free. So free because it starts in your mind, Dr. Green. It starts in your mind.
Yes.
What are you telling yourself? What are you believing about yourself? Because what's in your heart, what's in your mind comes out of your mouth.
What are you hearing because of COVID that we know people are depressed, despondent, suicides are up.
Yep.
People are unemployed. There's so much negativity. We can't turn TV on because of everything that's going on. But when we put all this together, what does your book do for them that helps them to get free inside their own home while they're still sequestered?
You know, Dr. Green, I give them tips. I give them hope. I give them scenarios. I give them ideas. I change their perspective. Because when you get in a place where you have done it a certain way for so long, you've just done life the same way for so long. You've thought the same things for so long. You were raised in a family that was negative. You were raised in a family that didn't maybe do a whole lot, but yet you got this dream on the inside of you that is astronomical. I give you scenarios. I give you pointers. I give you ideas to help you get unstuck. And so
yes,
my books aren't just about being broken. My books are about let's get up and do something together. So I'll walk you through the process of life.
Well, you know, you do it so well in your books. What wouldn't it be great if you could actually teach a class? I've seen you. I've had the privilege. And I mean this. I am not lying. I've had the privilege of hearing you get it and get it done on a platform. I sat at that Charisma conference, and I was introduced to you live and in person for the first time, and I didn't know what hit me. You were like a keynote. You were the afternoon. No, the evening, the very –
yeah.
The main time you came out there, and I saw people get up and go on a run. I saw them falling out. I saw lives change. I saw people crying, laughing, jumping up and down. And you were just being Kim.
Yeah.
You know, you just were telling it like it is based on what you've lived.
Yeah.
And so wouldn't it be great if you could just bottle that, capture that, the way you teach on a platform and put it into a course. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, I hear rumor that you launched a new course yesterday.
Can you believe it?
I'm so excited.
I launched a e-course for Shut Hell Up where I literally take you on seven meetings just with me and you in your living room, or me and a group of your friends in a living room. And I walk you through how to tell your hell to shut up.
Tell me what an e-course is. For all of our audience that's maybe never done one, tell me what happens, like what you got to have, what you do, and then what they're going to get from Real Talk.
Well, really, all you need is yourself and a pencil, because we give you the workbook, the Shut Hell Up workbook. We also give you the Shut Hell Up book. And you sit and walk through at your own timing. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be.
So I need a computer.
Yes, and you need a computer.
I gotta look.
Yep.
Yeah.
You need a
computer. Or I can stream it on some of these smart TVs.
You sure can.
I had a smart TV, and then I got a smarter TV, and I could surf on it. I could call up a website.
Uh-huh.
I found a higher IQ TV. Can you believe it? They make high IQ TVs.
I love it.
Where you can actually surf on your TV.
I know it.
And find your seven-week e-course.
I love it. You can also use it on your phone. Like if you see, there's
yes,
no
you
excuse for you not to be able to do my e-course. But I'm so proud of it.
I couldn't stand it on a phone, though. You're not big enough. I can't see good enough. So I got to get you on the 72-inch screen. I want to see this. So bring some content.
Okay.
Tell me what I'm going to get in these seven episodes.
What I love about it is that we've taken all the chapters and we've condensed them down to seven 30-minute sessions with me where I literally sit in your TV and we discuss different things in your life that you've been stuck at. Because, you know, the enemy tells us that you're the only one stuck in this area. But really, in reality, we're all facing similar situations, you know, because it's just life. And so for seven episodes, I sit with you and we walk through your life and how to change your thinking, release the hurt, release your self-talk, release how you feel about yourself, falling back in love with yourself. And man,
yes,
by the time you get done with the seventh course, I promise you, you're going to be free. You cannot not get set free when you listen to these.
All right. Well, when I hear a course, you know, I'm a professor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a college professor. So when I hear a course, so is Real Talk going to get up there behind a podium and start to profess stuff and I'm just going to listen and take notes? Or are you show up as Real Talk Kim and just go after it?
Yep. I sit on a stool in a living room and it's just me, you, and whoever's watching. And I sit there and I talk it through with you. Just life.
So it's real.
It's real.
It's just real. You sitting in the house with us.
It's just me. And it's not even scripted. It's just me.
I know that.
It's the Holy Spirit.
I haven't seen a script that could hold up with you. I haven't seen one yet. Because you're going to throw that script away and go.
Come on,
you're just
going
to be done with it.
I can't be tied down.
You might start with it, but you ain't going to finish
exactly
it.
Right. That's exactly right.
So you're going to help people. How about that? You're
going to
sit in their living room with them and just have a good conversation for 30 minutes. They're going to have a workbook, and, of course, they're going to get a copy of your best-selling book.
Yeah.
It's time to shut hell up.
Yep.
And then you're just going to come in and talk for 30 minutes.
And you're going to get free.
And give them a whole lot to think about.
That's right. And the workbooks are so cool because they'll be able to work with me. Because we walk through stuff. They'll be able to write down how they're feeling. So really I'm getting them unplugged and walking into
unplugged.
A new place. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think you teach them how to turn a mess into a message.
Come on,
is that
man.
What I heard you say?
Yes, sir. We turn our mess into our message. We turn our
how you do that?
Into stars.
Oh, I love it. You're a writer, you know.
Oh, I love
it. But it's not that you've written it. It's that you've lived it.
Come on, man.
You know about turning a mess into a message. So just give us a little hint.
You know,
how does a person go about taking a great big old mess and making it a message?
I think you first have to forgive yourself for being in the mess. You know, I think what we do for so long is we walk around and society's got us believing that we're flawed instead of flawsome. You know, the world's got us thinking that we are on the clearance rack now because we were just torn up from the floor up. And the way you turn your mess into a message is you finally own your mess. You own your dirt. And you finally just say, you know what? I'm human. And every single time, this is the hope right here. When you realize that every single thing you've gone through has qualified you for something that nobody in your family will ever walk through. It is free life college, and you ain't got to pay one student loan back. It's looking at yourself in that mirror, and you realize that God knew before you were ever even a thought in your mother's womb that you would be exactly where you are, and He still loves you, and He still calls you chosen. He still has plans to bless you and not harm you, give you a future and a hope. And so you flip the script on your mess and turn it to a message when you begin to tell your story, when you begin to tell it with your head held high. And you don't care about what people think about you because you know the world needs what you have. The world needs to know that if you can make it through that divorce, if you can make it through that addiction, if you can make it through that affair, if you can make it through that porn, if you can make it through whatever your story is, you can turn from being a gossip to a glorifier, from a worrier to a warrior. You know, it's just owning it and not being ashamed of it. And just realizing that produced purpose, that produced anointing, that produced something in you that you would have never got if you wouldn't have walked through it. It's called passion. And so you flip that script by allowing yourself to not beat yourself up for where you're at in life. And you celebrate where you are because you're exactly where you're supposed to be or you wouldn't be there. There's a message in it.
So, Kim, why do so many women, and I'm just going to stay there with women, and not because I could just easily say it for men, but you minister so much to both genders,
yeah.
But you specifically help women who feel inadequate.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, it's that word that I just don't measure up. My husband's never happy. I can't please him.
Yeah.
No matter where I work, I get fussed at work. I get fussed at home. I'm just never enough.
Yeah.
How do you help people become healed with that?
You know, I think you have to get to a place where you realize that it's not your job. I think so often we just take it upon ourselves to be God in people's lives. The way I do life is every morning when I wake up, I tell God, God, let me love me. Let me make you proud. Let me be the person that whoever I encounter today needs me to be. Let me be you with skin on. And what ends up happening is you begin to change. You begin to change. And before you know it, everywhere you go, you're contagious. A good contagious. And even your spouse changes. Because when we start looking at our lives as temperature gaugers, when we walk in a room, we can change an atmosphere. We can adjust the temperature
yes.
by just carrying the glory. And I think what the enemy does is, since he can't take us out, he tries to wear us out. And he wears us out with those thoughts of inadequacy, those thoughts of I'm not good enough, those thoughts of it'll never get better than this. And that's all a lie from the pit of hell. And so I think we
that's
just have
right.
to change our focus and change what's coming out of our mouth and believe what we're praying for.
You know, there's another problem that we've got to address, and that's the fact that we can be on this path, be working hard, listening to you, doing better every day, and then we get this emotional wave that comes over us. And so many people that I minister with, and I know you do, you would almost say that their emotions rule their lives.
Man.
That their guiding northern light
yes.
is their emotional feelings. They're led by their feelings.
Yes.
Help us out with that.
You know, I'm writing a new book right now. It'll be out
good.
At the end of this year. It's called Hush Until You Heal. And basically, we are ruled by our feelings. We just are, especially women. We are up and down, up and down. And I just kind of believe that, you know, God created us to manage our feelings and manage our emotions. And God is not a God of chaos and confusion. And so when we find ourselves all emotional and all emotionally driven, and we're women and we're like, well, it's just my time of the month or whatever we'd say to pacify while we're tore up from before up. When we finally start looking at ourselves and saying, you know what? I don't even like you. Like, I think that's when I really started changing, Dr. Green, is when I realized that if I died, nobody would come to my funeral. You know, I didn't even like hearing myself. I didn't even like my own company. Why would anybody else? And I had to start changing my feelings. I had to start realizing that chaos and confusion was not of God, that the feelings buried alive never died. And I had to get to the bottom of me. And I had to realize that whatever's coming out of me is not healed. And so I started dealing with that. Now, everything, even in my worst, I have had the worst. 2020 was a hard year for me. I learned how to mourn and move. I learned how to not let my feelings get the best of me. I learned how to stop. Man, when my daddy died, my little daddy, man, he was my everything. When he died, I just realized either I'm going to stay stuck and laying in my bed, or I'm going to get up and I'm going to preach my way out of this thing. I'm going to mourn and move. That's what I did. I just don't allow myself to get buried in dark emotions. I just don't. If I can't change something, I don't even think about it. You know what I'm saying? So I think
I do. Come on.
You just can't get stuck on stupid. You can't get stuck. You can't. You got to get up and you got to move forward. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, change. Change comes from you. You got to stop letting a season in your life define your whole lifetime. It was a season, not a sentence. It was a moment in time, not a monument, and you're dragging it through life, mad. And these people have moved on. It's a different season. You're still carrying all this junk into the new chapter of your life. And so it's a choice. Get out of your feelings and get into some healing.
Come on. You just speak truth. And it comes from the depth of your soul. I know you. I can't see you. You're in another city than I am. But I know right now that you don't have a set of notes in front of you that you're reading from. You're just talking. And anybody walking by is stopping to listen. You've probably drawn a crowd around there by now if I know you. Isn't that great?
I know it.
Well, you know, when you put color in your hair, that happens.
I know
people will stop and listen to you.
Ain't that funny?
You kind of, you wear your brand, don't you?
I do, man.
You do, and I'm so
happy. I put a little brown in it now. I got a little bit of color. I'm changing my look a little bit because it's a new season.
There's no pink up in there?
There's still some pink.
You don't have that pink streak?
There sure is.
Okay. I mean, I won't know you if I don't see the pink
up
in there.
I know it. I know it. I love it.
So let's talk about this, how we can get a hold of this class, because this is something that you can learn when you want to learn.
Yep.
Turn it on when you don't have to show up for class, dress up. Just get out your bed, put on your jeans, and come sit down in front of your monitor and watch Real Talk. And you can watch it over and over again.
Yep.
So tell me about how it works and where to find you and how to get the course.
Yep. You can Google even Shut Hell Up eCourse. You'll find it. It's everywhere. It's on all of my social media, every single social media platform. Just search for Real Talk Kim. You'll find it on all my pages. It's on my website, realtalkkim.com. If you are serious about your growth, you're going to find it. That's what I've discovered. If we want something bad enough, we find it. But it's everywhere. It's on Charisma website.
Good.
But it's everywhere. And you can start at any time. There's no deadline.
Yeah. Right. You just start it and you run it.
That's right.
You watch it over and over again, right? Whenever you don't have to finish the whole 30 minutes if you've only got...
That's right.
Your kids down for a 15-minute nap. Let them take their nap come back to it.
That's right.
You can see it again. I want you to tell me three takeaways, three things that people are going to get if they listen to this training class. Yeah, I know there's seven classes. They're going to get a lot more than three.
Yeah.
But what are the three things that you promise people? If you take this course, you work through your workbook, you listen to me, here's what's going to happen to your life.
You will absolutely get unstuck. Your whole attitude. Yes. Will change. It's going to change. It has to change. You're going to see clearly. You're going to see differently, and you're going to speak differently. That's just the way it's going to roll. Everything's going to change, and you are going to walk feeling whole. You're going to walk out of this thing feeling free and whole. So you're going to change the way you see things, the way you process things is going to change. The way you have grieved is going to change. You're going to learn to mourn. You're going to learn to move. You're going to learn to realize that your future is brighter than your past. That was a lot.
Oh, I love it. That's a lot. You know, and if somebody put that in a bottle and sold it, they could charge, a couple hundred bucks for it.
Dr.
But somebody
Green,
pay for it.
When I tell you, I look at people, I got this mentorship program called RTK Inner Circle. When I tell you these people come in this, I just so stinking excited when I can see people literally come into my life. And when they literally are starting their businesses, starting their podcasts, writing their books, they're doing videos, doing live stream. I mean, these people are changing because they are believing what God has birthed inside of me. And so I know this e-course is going to be just another avenue that's going to change people's lives.
I'm so excited. And you know what should excite you even more is you know what God took you out of so that you could do this.
Man, you can't tell
he
me.
He saved you.
Listen.
So that.
Jesus.
Come on.
And you know what, Dr. Green? You can't tell me. Like, man, I'm so full of Jesus when it comes. I know when people walked out on me, God walked in. Man, if a mosquito bit me, it'd get saved. You hear me? Like, I just know there's a Father. Man, you hear me? He is never going to leave us.
Yes.
If he'll do it for me, he's going to do it for somebody else. He has to.
That's right.
That's who he is. You just got to believe
That's
it.
That's right.
They got to believe it.
And it's his promise. It's
the
a promise.
And God ain't going
to
wreck his reputation
for us.
We just
have to press in and come in and get it.
That's right. That's right.
And get rid of our old stuff and come get that. What he's always been offering you, you just haven't learned how to connect
to
it.
That's good, Dr. Grimm. Yes.
Take a class. If you don't connect good, take a class.
Yes.
That's what we do. It's all about learning.
And you know what? I don't think we do that. I don't think we do that. I think we just want to lay in our mess, the same mess that got us in the situation we're in.
We do.
We don't want to go get the books. We don't want to Google what book will be great for our situation. We don't want to sit. We got podcasts. You can listen to podcasts for free all day long. You can have us yelling at you, get up, for free.
Mm-hmm.
podcast.
Yeah, for free.
But people don't do it. They lay in their bed, they Netflix and chill. I'm going to tell you something. Until you get to a place where you are sick and tired of feeling what you're feeling, dancing with the devil, see, devil ain't going to change. You're going to change. So you got to get to a place where you move forward, and you do it by getting material, studying, doing my e-course, getting my books, Beautifully Broken, When Your Bad Meets Your Good, Shut Hell Up. I'm going to tell you something, man. There's freedom in the air. There's freedom, and it's God just waiting on y'all.
Come on. And you're ready to give it away.
Yep.
Come on.
Come on. I feel it.
You know, I'm remembering, just listening to you talk, I was reminded, this is a story I've never told on any podcast, or maybe even as I was a teacher, of a time when I couldn't get out the house. We were married. I was 19, 20 years old, newly married. I was lost an opportunity in a job. I tried to do something, and it failed.
Man.
And I went home. We had beanbag furniture. That's about all we could do.
Goodness.
Lived in a married student apartments and cement walls. I can remember them and my furniture. I just sat there. And I think it took me a few weeks to get out the chair, to get out the beanbag.
It's real.
And my little old wife just kept going to work. She just kept doing what she does, real steady, even keel. Lord knew to send me somebody that didn't get real high or didn't get real low, because, you know, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the Lord, I mean, you know, I'm under control, but I'm a type A personality, so I get excited when a leaf blows, you know. Wow, did you see that leaf? But she's just going to go, yeah, that's nice, okay, well, it's really good. And that's going to be her answer if it's really bad.
Yeah.
She's saying, it's okay, what's next?
Yeah.
And she kept saying, I believe in you, I married you, we're going to be fine,
you'll
come up with an answer. And I just wallowed in it.
Man.
Oh, woe is me. And I had my cat. I'll never forget the cat I had that got up in it. If I got in that beanbag chair, I had a cat in my lap.
Oh.
And that was my home for a while.
Yeah.
But when I came out, real talk,
I
graduated from that disease
and
was healed from it, all I wanted to do was help other people.
Come on.
I wanted to tell our buddy to get out your beanbag.
Get out of it. That's good.
They're hard to get out of, by the way, and I don't think at 67 I could get out of them now. But it was hard. I had to roll my way out of it.
Oh, I love it.
Because it kind of... But you know what? We have people listening to us.
Dr. Green, there's a sermon in that, man. There's a sermon in what you just said.
And you can preach it.
Get out your beanbag.
Get out of it. Because have you sat in one?
Yes.
Real talk, have you sat down in one in big old? We had a sofa beanbag couch.
Oh my God.
Where two of us could get in it. Now that was a sight to get two of us in it and try to get out.
I love it.
I could entice her into it, but neither one of us could get out.
I love
it. We had to roll out. Well, anyway, we got people listening to us right now that are in their own version of a beanbag. And it's comfortable, and they might have a cat in their lap. And someone that listens to them or loves them, and that's our cat, and we can pet their fur, and they purr, and they just let us stay there.
Yeah.
My cat should have bit me. If my cat loved me, it should have bit me right on my nose and got me out that chair.
Yeah.
And so what I want to say is that there are people out here that need you, because I know you, and I know they're hurt, and I know where they are. And if they would just open their minds to this change agent called Real Talk Kim, she was sent to you to help you.
Yeah.
And so if you'd close this show, first of all, I'd like you to share one of your favorite verses, whatever verse you want to share.
Yeah.
And then give a little bit of encouragement to the doubter that's saying, yeah, but you don't know me, Kim.
Yeah.
You don't know my hurt. You don't know my mess. This isn't for me, because I've had too hard a life. I can't do this. Help them. Help them right now, real time.
You know, one of my favorite verses, you guys, in the world is Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for I know, this is God talking to you today, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to bless you and not harm you, give you a hope and a future. That is God's promise to you today. He is saying to you today, what is a disappointment to you, I'm about to turn around as a bestseller. I'm going to write this thing I already knew before you were ever even thought in your mother's room that you were going to make the decisions that you made, that you were going to feel so hopeless in 2021. How did I even get here? Oh, today I just see in the spirit that God is shifting your perspective. He is flipping the script. You thought because the curtain had closed in your life that the production was over, but I just hear the Lord saying that he had to close the curtain in order to set up for the next scene. I don't know where you are right now, but God does. Get up today. Praise your way through. Hey, listen, it's one day at a time. It's one foot in front of the other. If you fall tomorrow, just get back up again. If you have a weak moment, just get back up again. Here's what's going to happen. The more you believe and the more you realize that God is not going to wreck his reputation on you, he's just waiting on you to move. Get up today.
Yes.
Let's go. You got so much
get
in
up.
You. You got so much in you. You got a bestseller. Everybody's got a story, but yours is going to be a bestseller.
Yes.
Y'all, come on. Let's go. It's going to be good.
Well, listen to Real Talk Kim.
That's
the Word of God coming to you straight and sure,
yes,
right between the eyes. And if that doesn't get you up, I'm going to pray harder for you. And then you can go find Real Talk Kim. Just Google it. Google her e-course. Find this e-course. Take it. Take the class, do what she asks
Come
you to
on.
Do, and watch what happens. I'll just ask you this question. How fast can you listen to seven sessions and learn from her and just soak it all
it.
Up and then do it again and
I
then do it.
It
again? And you'll rise
yes.
again by the third day. I'm telling you, you're going to come
it.
Up out that tomb
I love it so
by
much.
The third day. Maybe by the third episode, I think you'll be out that chair. Real talk, I got to let you go. You got your mama there with you, and you got good things to do. And
I love
ahead
you,
of you,
Dr. Green.
I thank you so much. I value you.
Yes,
you.
Sir.
Thanks for being on my show. And
yes,
please
sir.
Go do
yes,
what
sir.
You do.
Yes,
Somebody
sir.
Needs
yes,
you
sir.
Right now.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Be blessed. You've been listening to Real Talk Kim on the Green Lions Podcast. On the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we like to say at the end of a show, Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And you don't have to go through baggage claim. Come on. Do what Real Talk Kim is advising you to do. Just get up. God bless you all.